What's happening, Sous Chefs? It's your girl, Sly.
I'm Cardi at the Dawn.
And we would like to invite you to listen to our newest podcast.
Streaming on all podcast platforms.
And you know what they say.
If you can't take the heat,
stay out of the kitchen. Brought to you by
The Melting Pot.
Chefs, and welcome back to another installment here at the Melting Pot. I'm your host, Sly.
I'm Cartier the Don.
And you know, lately people have been really like just stupid, naive, and downright malicious. So I have this friend. They came to me and they was like, "Yo, Sly, let me just ask you this question." Now, they did the thing when you know that they're talking about themselves, but they said, asking for a friend, right? Right. Theoretically, technically, they got this baby mama. Baby mama really been getting on their nerves. They under their skin. They are really at their wit's end. They wish that somebody would just come and ransack her and, you know, just get rid of her so, you know, she could be out their lives. And I'm just like, well, you know, there's many ways to go about that and do that, right? I'm an avid TV watcher.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm just like, you know, I've seen a lot of true crime shows. I've seen a lot of straight up murderous shows. And I've seen some more shows that are more sly with their approach, you know, more sneaky. So it's just the fact of like, how you trying to go about it, you know, theoretically for your friend of a friend. Basically, kept talking and they described what I believe is called murder for hire. Now, I don't know what the street term is. I guess a street term would technically be a hitman, right? And, you know, it was all jokes and laughs. Hopefully, I'm not accomplished to nothing. I was just saying I watch TV and that's what happens in TV shows. But what that person chooses to do about his situation, that's on them. But I can say that he is not alone. Like our story today, there's a 36-year-old man who was convicted of killing and dismembering one of his employees in 2018 and covering up her death in an attempt to fraudulently obtain a life insurance policy. It better have been some money on. I'm telling you, you taking a life.
Big money on, heavy on the money on, tough time.
Right, like, I'm trying to tell you. You know, we see this in the movies all the time, we hear, but it's just like, are you built like that? Well, anyway, Corey Martin was. So the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Eastern New York announced Monday that Corey Martin was guilty of murder for hire conspiracy, wire fraud conspiracy, aggravated identity theft, and fraudulent use of identification in a plot to kill 26-year-old Brandy Odom. Martin faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison. So sad. Life in prison. Mm-mm-mm. You're going to rot now, Martin. Was the money really worth it?
And let's get into occupations of these two people. Because it was a very parasitic relationship, not symbiotic.
It's like a you use me, I use you type of thing.
Both involved in the sex work profession. This is what the article called these people. They were pimping whores. Employee, I'm sorry. Yes. So Brandy Odom was the employee and Mark was the pimp. So the way I look at it, I wish my manager would put some insurance out on me and then kill me. That's so...
Okay, they're in the line of sex work. Yeah, and you said Martin killed Odom.
Yes.
So, okay, if you're so-called the pimp or the employer, is she your only whore in the whorehouse? I mean, like, like she your only employee, or she just employee of the month, so she really bring in that them coins. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess we'll never know now. But
what in the what? Because I'm sorry.
Yeah, like she. I mean, she the only one hitting the marks for the month. Like, I'm just trying to figure out. Because I mean, they have a working relationship, so. I mean, I guess you could really catch another charge, like premeditated. Y'all had a standing relationship, so.
Let's keep digging into it. Breon Peace, United States Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. James Smith, Assistant Director in Charge, Federal Bureau of Investigations, New York Field Office. And Edward A. Cabin, Commissioner of New York City Police Department, announced the verdict. It is fitting that Martin faces a mandatory sentence to spend the rest of his life in prison for this ghastly, cold-blooded crime that was motivated by greed and executed after extensive planning. Martin saw the victim as a moneymaker, trafficking her for commercial sex, then after killing her with his bare hands, tossing out her slaughtered body parts like trash so he could profit from the death. Brandi Odom suffered an unthinkable death at the defendant's hands, but her life mattered, and I hope that this verdict holding the defendant responsible brings some measure of closure to her family. Today's guilty verdict is a message to anyone who, without fear of being held accountable, commits heinous acts of criminality in New York City, stated NYPD Commissioner Cabin. The NYPD will continue to collaborate with the FBI and the Office of the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York to conduct meticulous investigations that lead to successful prosecutions and ultimately deliver justice to victims. As proved at trial, Martin resided at a house in Rosedale, Queens, with the then 26-year-old victim, Brandi Odom, and co-conspirator who were engaged in commercial sex for the defendant, who operated as their pimp. In March and December 2017, Martin and the co-conspirator fraudulently obtained two life insurance policies in Odom's name. They made premium payments to the life insurance companies by Western Union money orders and by using a debit card in Odom's name. At trial, Martin, co-conspirator, testified that prior to Odom's murder, she and the defendant watched The First 48, a true crime TV show about police tactics, and they discussed what not to do and what things to do to avoid being caught by the police. The co-conspirator testified that Martin also watched Dexter, a TV show about a serial killer who dismembered his victims, because the defendant was looking for ways to commit the crime when he got rid of Brandi. In early April 2018, Martin strangled Odom in her bedroom. Martin and the co-conspirator then purchased cleaning supplies and a vacuum to clean up the murder scene. At the Green Acres Mall on Long Island on April 6, 2018, Martin searched the Home Depot's website for a DeWalt 12-amp corded reciprocating saw, described as featuring a powerful 12-amp motor design for heavy-duty applications. Later that evening, Martin searched YouTube for how to insert blade for reciprocating saw and using reciprocating saw. The co-conspirator testified that Martin used an electric saw to dismember the victim's corpse in the bathtub after covering every surface in the bathroom with heavy-duty black garbage bags to eliminate evidence of the killing. In the early morning of April 8th and April 9th, 2018, Martin disposed of Odom's body parts at Carnegie Park with the assistance of his co-conspirator on April 10th, 2018. Martin conducted dozens of internet searches for news articles, including "Search Area Expands After Dismembered Body Found in Carnegie Park in Brooklyn." Martin also ascended a Twitter post titled "Person Walking Dog Discovers Remains of Woman's in Brooklyn Park." The following day on April 11, 2018, Martin searched YouTube using the search term "exclusive interview of mother of girl found in park." After Odom's murder, his co-conspirator made several unsuccessful attempts to claim benefits under Odom's life insurance policies. The government's case is being handled by the Office of Organized Crime and Gang Section, assisted by U.S. Attorney Tanya Hajar.
So, Mr. Corey Martin, age 36, of Rosedale, Queens, in no way trying to defend the murderer here, or, you know, be downright insensitive towards the family of the deceased. But why would you take her body parts, put them in trash bags, and just throw them out like it's Tuesday's trash pickup day? Like, if you're so-called mocking Dexter and you're inspired, I mean, Dexter would never. That literally goes against, first of all, he had a moral code. He only killed for people who fit the code. Second of all, he was way smarter with getting rid of evidence. The fact that he worked alongside of the police, that's literally hiding in plain sight. He worked years with these people. But okay, not everybody's a freaking psychological genius killer. But still, getting rid of her body like you're just throwing away trash from the Super Bowl party you had last week. Like, what's going on? You're just begging to be caught. And then you get on YouTube. You're searching things like how to insert a blade, blah, 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 you know, into like a human carcass. Like, everything on this internet, y'all, is tracked. IP addresses, search bars, search history. Come on, man. Like, it wasn't smart. Like, what's the golden question we're all wondering? How much was the insurance policy? Like, how much did you throw away your life for down the drain? Facing life in prison, you're not going to be able to spend Jack Squiggly Squat. Like, interesting. Unfortunately, you guys, Corey Martin is not the only one out here on this murder for hire train. Within the past 48 hours, there has been a murder for hire case against a Philly businesswoman. There has been a murder for hire plot on a Kentucky woman who was tried for putting voodoo death spell on her husband. There has also been a murder for hire in Westwood, and Maria Gordon did end up pleading guilty. And we have a catfish murder for hire plot, which was planned by the worst offender, who was seeking videos of death and child porn of a teen. That one's. Last but not least, we have an ex-Missouri principal who admits to a murder for hire plot of a teacher who was pregnant with his child. So y'all just out here hiring hitmen left and right. And this is all within the past 48 hours. That's about 4 or 5 different cases.
Teacher pregnant with his child?
Yeah, so the principal killed the teacher who was pregnant with his child. But we're not going to talk in depth about each of these stories, but if you're interested, just let us know and we'll make an episode about it. If not, you can always hop on your local www web page and find out the full story there, you know. But yeah, what's going on? Like, what's going on with the hitman trail? It's a 2-for-1 special going on, or like what? Well, I'm your host, Sly.
I'm Cardi the Don.
And these are two individuals who are telling you not to off anybody. And if you do, you better be damn good at it. Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms, which include Instagram at The Real Melting Pot, T-H-E-E Real Melting Pot, The Melting Pot 16 on Twitter, and The Melting Pot Podcast on both YouTube and Facebook. Thank you for joining us today.
That was country. Do that again.
It was. I don't know. I'll get something.
Because it's late.
Thank you for joining us today. No. All right.
Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook for more engaging conversations and updates. Stay connected and be a part of our community.